Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name is Vernon Pierce, and in these programmes, I'm talking to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS. Today, I'm going to be talking about phlebitis. Phlebitis is inflammation of a vein near the surface of the skin. It's not usually serious and often gets better on its own after 1 or 2 weeks. Phlebitis is also sometimes known as superficial thrombophlebitis or superficial vein thrombosis. Phlebitis usually affects the veins in the legs, but you can also get them in your arms or neck. The main symptoms are pain, tenderness or swelling in the affected area, warm and itchy skin over the affected area, changes to the colour and texture of the surrounding skin. For example, the skin may be red and may be thick or hard. Phlebitis is common in people with varicose veins and can be harder to see on brown and black skin. Ask for an urgent GP appointment or get help from NHS 111 if you have throbbing or cramping pain in your leg, arm or neck, sudden swelling in your leg, arm or neck, warm skin around the painful area, red or darkened skin around the painful area, or swollen veins that are hard or sore when you touch them. It's important to get these symptoms checked in case it's something more serious, like deep vein thrombosis, a type of blood clot. You can call 111 or get help from 111 online. Treatment for phlebitis may not be needed if your symptoms are mild, but treatment may be recommended if your symptoms are severe or don't go away. Treatments may include anti-inflammatory medicines, cream or gel can be used if the affected area is small, compression stockings, these increase blood flow to the legs but are only suitable for some people with phlebitis, or blood thinning medicine to reduce the risk of blood clots and help stop phlebitis coming back. There are things you can do to help ease the pain and discomfort of phlebitis. Continue using the affected leg or arm, raise your leg or arm while resting, and put a warm, moist flannel over the affected area. You can take paracetamol or ibuprofen. If you've been prescribed blood thinning medicine, do not take ibuprofen unless advised by your doctor. It's not always clear what causes phlebitis. Often the inflammation is linked to varicose veins, swollen or enlarged veins usually in the legs. Conditions that cause the blood to clot more easily, like thrombophilia, autoimmune conditions like Bartet's disease, a rare condition that causes inflammation of the blood vessels, having injections or small plastic tubes or cannulas inserted into a vein. Other things that can increase your chances of getting phlebitis include getting older, being obese, being pregnant, having cancer, or having phlebitis in the past. The advice I'm giving you in today's programme comes from the NHS website, which you can access at www.nhs.uk. And there is a section called Health A to Z, which lists hundreds of conditions you may have concerns about and gives you lots more information and help. I'll be back with another health and wellbeing programme very soon here on HRB.